Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Chuckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, April 26th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning. A lot to get into.
My volume is not working very well.
On the program today.
Tweak that.
Round one of the NFL draft is in the books, and the Commanders have themselves a game changer.
They got him. Got your guy.
Dan Quinn tipped his hand to us in February, said Jaden Daniels was a game changer, and it kind of jumped out at us at the time. And they indeed draft him yesterday. So now, what's next? We'll talk about that throughout the show. Also, on the program today, we'll get some insight from John Keim from ESPN.com. He'll jump on at 7:20. John Feinstein at 8. Ross Tucker, who covers the NFL, at 8:20. But Jaden Daniels is the guy. It kind of went as expected the last couple weeks. A lot of speculation. But I know myself, I said, I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels, because once Adam Schefter and Albert Breer and all the insiders pretty much came to a consensus that it was going to be him, even though we didn't hear from Adam Peters beforehand, and we're going to play some of Adam Peters' clips here momentarily. It seemed like Jaden was going to be the guy, and indeed it was the guy.
They went through their process. It sounds like they had he was the leader in the clubhouse for a pretty long time, and they didn't get moved off it. They weren't swayed. And he becomes the pick, and hopefully he continues to develop. He doesn't get crunched in his first month in the NFL with his slight frame. He builds out that frame as he gets a little bit older, and that he's the franchise signal caller they've been desperate for and plays here for a dozen or more years.
I thought it was going to be May. I put the 70 bucks on him. That was a loser.
I put a few bucks on May just as kind of like a zig while everybody's ag
plays. I told Eric I didn't have any inside info. It was just my gut. I was wrong.
Yeah.
But I hope that Daniels works out. You know, I hope that the system's perfect for him. I hope they coach him up. Hope they surround him with some, certainly on the offensive line, some help there. And then, you know, he's got talent to work with at receiver and running back now, so I think, just hope it works out.
I think it was just a situation where there was just too much talent there to potentially work with. It's just oozing talent, and you know, he's not got the best frame. I don't think he's got the biggest arm, but I was really struck by what Peter said afterwards. And I know we'll play some of this, but to the sense of, you know, I knew.
And you don't need the biggest arm to be good.
You don't. Yeah. You don't. I think the most important thing is processing.
Yeah. You just need, a little package.
They said they saw it, but the big thing that jumped out at me, we'll go through it later, is he knew he was good, but he hadn't really watched him because he was in San Francisco. He wasn't really looking at quarterbacks. And then he put on the tape, but he couldn't believe it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That really jumped out.
Yeah, he's a great processor, and if the processing breaks down, he's got the legs to scoot, which is, it's becoming more and more common in the NFL. Like, the drop-back statue-type quarterbacks, there aren't that many of them left. There aren't that many of those guys getting drafted high in the NFL.
Well, I don't think any of those were who he was going against. I think those all guys are athletic and move around a little bit. You know what I mean? McCarthy can move, who apparently was high up there. Drake can obviously move.
Yeah, but not on his, like, he's
not on
got,
his level.
He's got, like, Lamar Jackson-esque, maybe Michael Vick-esque type rushing ability.
Next level. Yeah. But those other guys can move, too. I mean, gone are the days of the Peyton Mannings.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not in Tom Brady's. I think you're being hard-pressed.
Seems like it. I'm sure there'll be some down the road, but Jaden Daniels, one of the things that jumps out at me, I wouldn't have made that pick. I would have gone with Drake May. But if you just look at the raw numbers of touchdowns to interceptions, he takes care of the ball. And he's going to give you the running element, which Cakes talked about. The scary part for him is, will he be able to survive in the NFL? But I was thinking about this last night. Anthony Richardson is a monster, huge, and he didn't survive the season. So some of it is a little fluky.
For sure.
Guys get hurt. Some guys tend to be more durable. He's going to have to learn how to run out of bounds and not take those hits because, a lot of people put highlights on social media. He does take cartoon-level type hits. Yeah. Like, he runs kind of upright. Mm-hmm. That was one thing which jumped out at me. And then he takes these spectacular hits. But he survived an SEC season and won the Heisman Trophy.
Well, he's also, as soon as he gets here, the strength and conditioning coach is going to get his hands on him and, hopefully add some
weight,
some mass, and some more muscle onto that frame.
Well, think about it. I talked about this yesterday on a couple of the podcasts I jumped on or whatever. You know, he started every game in high school. Brian Kelly said yesterday when he came to LSU just 2 years ago, he was 170 pounds.
Right.
He was like 100 pounds in high school. I think Grant actually told me he was 130 pounds as a freshman. So that tells you how big a freak he was.
Because
he played for a powerhouse.
Yeah.
And he started as a freshman at 130 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
He's just a gifted kid. And I the more I see of his maturity level, the more I really like. I mean, he's just calm. He's not making outrageous claims. He's not, painting his fingernails and wearing goofy socks. He's just being normal. Like, all these guys, I mean, they can do whatever you want. It's a big night for them, and I don't begrudge them. Some of these guys are wearing suits that they're going to look back on them in a few years, and they're going to regret it.
Now, you didn't like what he did during the Heisman presentation, though.
I didn't. It was Valdez's thing, where he said he opened up the jacket, and he had, I think maybe he learned a little bit. I thought he was very humble. He didn't make it all about him at all. He kept talking about his teammates, future team. I don't know. Everything he said was great. I couldn't pick apart any of it.
I think most of the guys last night were humble and appreciative of being drafted. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys were at their homes.
Yeah.
I didn't seem like as many of the top guys were in Detroit as I would have expected.
Yeah. I didn't know Penix how many guys were going to be there.
JJ McCarthy was at home. Knicks was at home.
Yep.
You should be at home, but you don't know if you could go anywhere first or second round.
That's true. If you think you might plummet down the draft board, I'd stay home.
Great time to, man, if you ever had any doubt, man, raise a quarterback.
Raise an offensive player also.
Six quarterbacks in the top 12.
And,
wow.
And I think we're at the first 14 picks, all offensive players.
Yep.
Like, it just shows you where the league is heading.
Mm-hmm. But most of the mock drafts had Jaden Daniels going number two, as I said. Yep. Schefter started saying, get your jersey. Breer was all on it. It seemed like they were honing in on Jaden Daniels, and that's the case. Here's Adam Peters. Let's play clip number one, explaining why Jaden Daniels, in the end, was their guy.
Why Jaden? Why not Jaden? Jaden, he's to us, he was special in every way. On the field, off the field, I talked to him a couple times and I told him kind of what I told you guys the other day. Didn't really watch a lot of the quarterbacks hard during the season, being with the 49ers, and then I turned on Jaden for the first time here, and I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe how good he was. And saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything, but when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good. And just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass and move the chains. He's the best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft. And that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense. You know, you think you got him, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 40-yard run. And this is against the SEC. This isn't against, some lower competition. This is against the best of the best. So for all those reasons on the field and off the field, I can't say enough about him. And we did a lot of work on all these guys. We did a lot of work on Jaden. And in terms of every single person we spoke to, it was just exemplary as a person, personal character, football character, his work ethic, his football intelligence, how much he cared, his leadership, how he is as a teammate. They were all exemplary, and we went back to high school. We went back to Arizona State and Herm Edwards. His personal quarterback coaches, his LSU and all the staffers at LSU, Brian Kelly there. Every single person you would talk to, it was the same answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I was really struck by his maturity. And even they were even trying to get him at later to, to talk about, what he's going to do. And he's like, man, I just got drafted. I'm just trying to enjoy this moment. And when I get there, I get there.
Says he wants to go to work. People say he's a hard worker, which is great. He may not have a good golf swing, EB, but that doesn't matter.
Well,
as long as he can throw the ball
well.
I'm sure
he'll get a good one if he gets a few lessons.
Here's Adam Peters saying when they settle on the pick. Remember, we were kind of debating this. I was theorizing a while back that they knew who they were going to take several weeks ago. A lot of the things that they do afterwards, maybe it can move opinions, but for the most part, they're just dotting the I's, crossing the T's. Even when they're going to pro days, I think the decision's already made. And then when they bring them in for interviews, the decision's already made. Yes, they could possibly change it, but it's very unlikely. Here's what Adam Peters said about their timeline.
Yeah, I think you guys kind of getting to know how we do things and going through the whole process, I think, is important. And I think I said this last week, too. You don't want to make a decision until you have to. But because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden, personally, or just in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, I would say unanimous on that one, and it's easy to see why.
That really struck me.
That surprised me. Yeah.
That really struck me.
Who knows
me.
What a while means, but that did surprise
well,
me.
Well, no. What struck me is he said he was unanimous in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Consensus.
Yeah.
That really is
there
surprising.
Were no dissenters.
But didn't we feel it from Dan Quinn on this show? I know at least EB and I did.
I did right away, and then I tried to talk myself out. I go, maybe he's doing subterfuge. I've gone the whole gamut of everything.
Yeah, but if you just go back to your blink, and my blink was, when he said game changer, it sounded different than when he talked about Caleb Williams and when he talked about Drake May and when he even mentioned Sam Howell. It was just two words. What a big deal. And everything else fits the narrative, right? We would try and talk ourselves out of it, but Marcus Mariota, that type of backup, is closer to Jaden Daniels than some of the other guys they could have signed.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm buying that.
But also, who knows?
I know he also played for Brian Johnson.
Right, but who knows if Adam Peters is being truthful when he says it's unanimous. I mean, there could have been some guys in there who really liked May or somebody else. What else is he going to say after they make the pick? You got to be supportive of the guy who make the pick.
Maybe, but
he sounded truthful to me.
It sounded genuine to me. I did hear that they liked McCarthy a lot. That's what they said.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So, I mean,
it
who
sounded
knows?
Like May was the odd man out. Like, it came down to Daniels and then McCarthy.
I mean, you're never gonna know. To Chase's point, you're never going to know. Yep. But it just struck me. But I haven't heard a guy before say, yeah, it was unanimous.
Can we jump to clip number five? Because I do think it's going to be natural for a lot of fans to compare him to RG3. Mm-hmm. So what was the problem with RG3? I think ultimately he would have been exposed for not being a great processor and passer. That's why I called him RG Screen back in the day. But really what changed everything was taking hits. He got hurt.
Well, that
and that's
also
what people are scared of with Jaden Daniels.
He ran an unsustainable offense.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they go hand in hand. Like, but he couldn't keep running that offense.
Right.
Like, it was going to take its toll.
Here's
He wasn't good enough. Overall, yeah. He wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Here's what Adam Peters says about Jaden Daniels taking hits.
That's not number five. That's nine, I think. Right.
Or number 12. Sorry. I just counted them.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll figure it
out. Yeah, I think with any quarterback, not just Jaden, you want to tell him to get down, you know, not take the hit, which is if that's your biggest problem with somebody, then it's pretty good deal there. And so, we'll encourage him to not take those hits, but he's so competitive. He's so tough. He got up every time. So, no questions about his toughness or his durability. Just, I think, wanting him to play 17 to 20 plus games every year. Want to make sure he takes care of his body, and we know he will.
I like his confidence. It's 17 to 20 plus games per year. Mm-hmm. He's throwing that right. playoff slash Super Bowl run right. in there. I do like that mm-hmm. swagger, that bravado.
Well, yeah. I know that I really try not to get too crazy about it, trying to, this whole pick, but being a fan, once they actually make the pick and you try to get it behind it, I'm ready for the jersey. I'm ready to be excited again. I'm ready for – Robert didn't work long term, but, man, 2012 was special. And I think he's a more complete player than Robert. I don't think it's particularly close. So I expect him to have success for several years. So I'm ready for the jersey.
Mm-hmm. Got to figure out what jersey he's going to wear.
I'm ready for the excitement.
What number?
I mean,
Tressway wears number five.
Tressway might just say,
"Here, smart. He'll sell it to him. He'll get something out of it."
You just hope they got it right.
Yes.
The red flags that Zachary Kruger, our friend, pointed out was the sack to pressure percentage, mm-hmm. and then the percentage of go routes jumped out at me that they just didn't run a sophisticated offense at LSU. But I do know when we had Dan Quinn on the show. And Dan Quinn has kind of said this throughout. He's big on explosives. So maybe they're going to throw a lot of go routes.
Right.
Maybe that's what Kingsbury is going to employ.
He's explosive with his legs and his arm.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
If your receivers can get behind the defense and he throws a good deep ball, you take advantage of it.
Yeah,
of course.
I know, but
you don't deal exclusively in the go route, but you have it in the mix.
His percentage of go route throwing at LSU was something like 17 or 18%.
Right.
Most of the other guys were in single digits, like low single digits.
Yeah, I know. For some reason, that didn't bother me at all. I don't know why.
But when you have guys who are picked 23 at wideout in the first round,
it's easier to throw deep balls when you've got guys like that.
Right. Yeah, it just made me, as a fan, maybe question, well, does he throw as many outs and all the things that you're going to need to do in a more sophisticated offense?
Yeah,
but
you're going to have to.
They obviously believe he's capable.
What they all say is he gets rid of the ball on time. And that they could see, even though they don't know exactly what play they were in, they could see him making his progressions. And yeah. I do think it's the most critical aspect of the job.
I told you, a lot of people said his training with virtual reality maybe helped him his last season in terms of development.
They say he also added another quarterback coach. So he's had one since he was like 10. But he added another one in the last year or so, which also kind of coincides with his leap.
I think that was John Beck.
Maybe that's what it was, yeah. And so, I don't know. We got somebody that's exciting. And I said it mm-hmm. weeks ago. If they do end up drafting Daniels, we know we got somebody super exciting.
I know the vast majority.
Our fans are probably
the vast majority of the fans
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Love it. I put up a poll last night.
I'm sure they
love
do.
It, like it, nervous, or hate it. Right. And love it was the big winner.
Like
60%.
I mean, listen, it was Louis Riddick who predicted we'd go to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. So right. I mean, we all have our misses.
Yeah.
But Riddick said he would have been his 1-1 too.
Right.
Yeah. I loved that, seeing that.
All right. Phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We do have a lot to get into. We will talk more about the NFL draft next and how it was kind of Cakes' dream first round. It was offense, offense, offense.
Let's go, baby.
And quarterback every other pick
for
a while.
Half, yeah.
So we'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.